It's been 18 years since one of the most remarkable DVDs ever produced came out. It was called The Biology of Prenatal Development, and it was endorsed by the National Geographic magazine, which obviously makes it very serious. What's so amazing about this video is that it actually shows the unborn child, not in an animation form, but through the use of photography. Endoscopy, I believe what it's called. It's a very technical process of obtaining these real pictures, not animation, of the unborn human being. And we use this video all over the world today. We are now active in about 32 different countries. And the one thing that we try to do in every place that we go is to answer the most fundamental moral questions surrounding abortion. What is the unborn? Is it human? And of course, we want to use the Bible to answer that question, but we also want to use science to answer that question. And this is a pure science video. Now, this is about 40 to 50 minutes long, which is way too long for us to show in most of our settings. And so we were very pleased to see that later on, there was a 6-minute version of this video created, which is now available, I think, in about 23 different languages. But today I really want to encourage you to take an action step, and that is download to your iPhone or Android phone or to your iPad or whatever tablet you're using the apps that have been created based on this video. And I just want to encourage you, I have them on my own iPad. This one is called The Little One Pregnancy Guide, and I'll just go back to its normal settings here. This amazing app you can set to any week of fetal development. This is the 12th week mark, and it automatically shows you
bursts of growth between 11 and 12 weeks increase
about human development.
75%.
And I've heard stories from all over the world where people have used these apps to sit in a coffee shop or a McDonald's or something and show somebody what their unborn baby looks like. And of course, we go to great lengths to help people be ready to make the case for life, just showing the science of human development. We've created this little tiny baby. We call it the littlest missionary because this is what we look like at about 9 weeks of after fertilization. And the video I just showed you shows human development at any point after fertilization of your baby by week. And of course, we've also used a lot of ultrasounds, and this is our handheld ultrasound that we try to distribute in different places. But today, I just want to encourage you that whether you have a phone or a tablet, you can download an app that makes you ready to share the truth about unborn babies at any moment with any person, just opening up your phone. Now, they go by different names depending on whether you're using Android or iPhone, whether you're talking about iPhone or iPads, and it can all get complicated. But if you go to the website ehd.org, that's the Endowment for Human Development, you will find these various options available for you. Here's a picture just showing some of the options that are available. And again, I just encourage you, go there and download that app and be ready to go. I will also testify to you that all over the world, when we show what the unborn baby actually looks like in the womb, they respond the same way that King David did many, many centuries ago as he began to contemplate how God created him in the womb. He just broke out in worship. And what we see all over the world is people just break out in smiles, in wonder. They want to nudge the person that they're sitting next to say, look at that amazing piece of video. And I just wanted to show you a few pictures. This is in China. We had a very large crowd of people at this video, at this showing, this training that we did. And in fact, as the people listened, they kept making phone calls to more people. So as the day went on, more and more people showed up. Here's a second picture of people sitting outside the door, kind of looking in the windows and in the door, trying to get a glimpse of, and to hear what's going on as we talked about the unborn baby. This is in China. This next picture shows some elderly folks. There's mothers, there's grandmothers, there's even great-grandmothers that were kind of circled up around me, and they were all just talking about the human development video, Your Life Before Birth, that they had seen. And again, these are all people who had babies, but they never understood the beauty and the wonder of our life before birth. And they were excited about it. And it changes everything. So I just thought I wanted to show you 1 minute of this video that we use in China today about your life before birth. Here you go.
婴儿的四腔心脏现已接近完成，并继续其维持生命的活动，只在每次心跳之间短暂休息。七周半时，婴儿的手指分开，他的手开始在中线接触，脚也一样。在这里，你可以看到他美丽的右眼被全新的眼睑包围。
So in conclusion, you should know that we're trying to use the Bible and science all over the world to try to make the case for how we should rescue mothers and babies and help them choose life for their babies. It's an exciting thing, and the highlight of our day often is just the wonder of people's faces as they look at what only David could contemplate and wonder in Psalm 139. God bless.